Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest in this series of podcasts from me, Jill Wigmore Welsh. This is part of the Feldenkrais Download series that I'm putting together. And my background, if you've read what it says on the front of this, my background is that I trained originally as a physiotherapist. Now, most people, when you say the word physiotherapist or physical therapist, it's almost as if there's a judgment that there is something wrong. And that is true. I mean, most of the people who come to see me would come to see me because they have an issue. And the issue is going to be important for them. That's the reason that they've chosen to seek out support and help. And I feel very strongly that with all of these lessons, it's important that we recognise the value that people place upon the outcomes that they want to achieve. So recently, I was working with somebody who's had an operation on her knee. Now, having an operation on your knee is a relatively commonplace occurrence. There are many, many times that people get injuries in sport, and they end up having an arthroscopy. They end up with somebody looking inside the knee. They maybe end up having some form of surgery where perhaps a small fragment of debris is removed. It may be that there's a major reconstruction that has to take place. Other issues that take place around the knee are where people have a lot of wear and tear. As you get older, your joints change, maybe, and if you're unlucky enough not to have inherited very good tissue type, you can actually get a lot of wear and tear changes. So I've been working with a few people recently, and I've been thinking about the lessons that I could be putting together. And as I say, having an arthroscopy is a very, very commonplace thing to have happen. So I thought maybe we'd write a little Feldenkrais lesson here for those people who've had a simple, straightforward arthroscopy where somebody has gone inside and had a look inside their knee, and you're rehabilitating. You're probably about a week or so after your surgery, and at this stage you'll probably be beginning to start to get your muscles working. But so this little pod is really geared towards those people who might have had some relatively simple and straightforward knee surgery. Because this is a podcast, I have to say, if you think that there's any reason why doing any form of movement work would be something that you're surgeon, your physio, your consultant, your doctor, or whoever is in charge of your rehabilitation would not consider to be an appropriate intervention, then I would strongly advise that you don't do the podcast and instead do the exercises that you've been shown to do. And the reason I say this is because I don't want people contacting me afterwards and saying, well, I did your podcast and my knee was swollen, it was sore, and this, that, and the other. In life, we have choice. And if, for example, you've recently had surgery and you're not really very sure whether it's okay to do these processes, well then, do all the processes in your imagination or do all the processes on the other leg. So find yourself a comfortable place to lie down, and this might be lying on the bed. You don't need to be able to see your legs to do this process. So find yourself a comfortable place to lie. Make sure that the back of your head is supported on something so that your forehead and your chin are roughly in a line. You don't really want it so that your head is tipping back too much, so that it's putting a strain on the back of your neck. And neither do you want it that your head is lifted up too much. So just somewhere in the middle there. Find yourself a comfortable place. And if you want to stop the podcast and you want to get yourself more comfortable, then that's okay. So just lying on the floor like this, in this sort of configuration, what I'd like you to do first of all is just to notice how comfortable you feel. If there's anything that you need to do to make yourself more comfortable, then just go ahead and do that now. And as you're lying, I just want you to be beginning to start to idly and sort of lazily scan the back surface of yourself. So, scanning the back surface of yourself, what does that actually mean? Well, what it means is that when you're resting on the floor, if you actually use the contact that you're making with the ground underneath you as a feedback mechanism, you can start from right down near your heels, and you can start off, say, with your right foot or your left foot. It doesn't matter if it's the right or the left, it can be whichever one you feel comfortable with. And you start to notice where you're contacting, where that leg is contacting, where the heel is contacting. So, for example, is one leg slightly more rolled out than the other? Is one leg slightly more rolled in? It's about the size of the contact from one side to the other. So these are the sorts of things that we do in a scan. We start off with a body scan. And this is your way of really checking in with your body and feeling how your body is today. How does it feel today when you're lying in this configuration? And if you repeat a body scan and you do one in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, I've probably said this in previous podcasts, it is at various times of the day you'll probably find there are slight shifts and variations. So just scan the back surface of yourself. And then what I'd like you to do is just to be beginning to start to think about how you would start off the first part of the movement of actually pushing your leg away from you. And it could be that you do this first of all on the side that you haven't had the operation. So if you imagine as you're lying there, you're just thinking about, well, you know, how can I make this left leg longer? Now, of course, you can't make it longer, because, of course, it is one set length, we know that. But if you were to want to make it stretch out so that your left foot was actually to move on the floor past your right foot, or if it's the other way around, so that you're literally lengthening out that side of yourself, you're lengthening that leg, making it longer and longer, and then allowing yourself to relax, and then as you relax, allowing it just to go back to its comfortable and habitual place. And notice the quality of your movement as you do this. So if we can just focus, say, on doing this on the good side, so we're making an assumption that there is a better side here, but if you can focus your attention on doing this on the better side, what I'd like you to do is put as much effort as you really, really, really feel that you can do into this whole process of, you know, pushing this leg away. You know, this is really important. You've got to push this leg away as much as you can. And do that and let it go and do it a couple of times and really notice how much effort it takes, or how much you are efforting to really push this leg away. Notice the effect it's having, say, on your breathing. Notice how much you may be tensing up through the whole of yourself when you go to just push this leg away. And if we were to say, after you've done that a couple of times, just let it rest and listen. If we were to say that pushing away like that with your whole leg, that's like 100% effort. You know, you're putting 100% effort in. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you just to do 50% of that effort now. So just around 50% of the muscle action that you need to do, the muscle activity and the tensioning. That's right. So just explore this idea of maybe doing slightly less. And then after you've explored that, bring it down again so you're ending up just doing 25%. And as you're just putting in this small amount of effort, just lengthening away, allowing yourself just to be beginning to think about the knee, the knee that's lengthening. So as you're lengthening it away, it's getting longer and longer and longer. I'd like you to allow that knee just to straighten out as much as you can so that the muscles at the tops of your legs there are actually, you can feel them working. You can feel the muscles at the top of your leg working, your bottom muscles you can feel working. and do that a few times. And you may want to alternate this pushing away. So, for example, as you just lengthen this leg out, idly, 25%. As you lengthen that leg out, you might want to imagine you're leading with your heel. So it's as if your heel is leading the movement, and it's just guiding the whole of you to get longer and longer and longer on that side, and then it's just letting go. And as that heel leads the movement, the heel's almost being pulled down. It's like there's an invisible monkey at the end of the table, and holding your leg is just pulling it towards you. And as that heel goes down, and as you lengthen that leg, feel how you can just tighten the muscles at the top of your leg there. Feel that tightening. And do it a couple of times like this, and then leave it alone, and then maybe come back, have a little rest, notice the contact you're making, notice how the left side of you feels now in comparison to the right, and that contact you're making, that sort of scanny thing that we did. And then this time, what you're going to do is, as you lengthen that leg away, just this 25% of effort, you're going to allow your attention to go into your toes. So just very gently, as if that magic monkey down there, or invisible monkey, is just pulling with your toes. And you can feel how your leg is lengthening, 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 and then letting go. And again, just feeling as your toes are pulled down and your knee straightens and your muscles tighten at the top of your leg. Just feel how that feels. And do this a few times. Now, when I train Feldenkrais classes, and I call them Feldenkrais inspired, because obviously I can't put behind of me my background, I can't put behind me all the things I know about rehabilitating injuries and what to do and what not to do and what works and what doesn't work. So I'm going to ask you to do something now. As you slide your leg down, if you can just rest your hands. Rest your hands on the tops of your thighs. You should find that, just checking it out there, I just find that you should be able to get your hands just resting on the thigh. So you should be able to feel the muscles on the top of your leg. And as your leg is just resting there, just lying there, not doing anything, just sort of feel what we call the tone, which is the amount of electrical activity going to the muscle. So, in other words, when a muscle doesn't have an electrical impulse going through to it, it's soft, it's floppy. As soon as your central nervous system begins to start to send messages down through and fire off the muscles start to respond. So when you feel the muscle, you're also getting an idea about how active your central nervous system is in relation to that particular group of muscles. So feel that leg, feel the muscles at the top under your hand, and then do the same lengthening process, pushing with your heel, allowing your knee to straighten, and then the same with your toes, pushing away, allowing your knee to straighten, and feel the muscles at the top of the leg there. And what you're wanting to do is to be feeling on this better side how it is that you are able to contact this muscle group. So feel what it feels like just to allow this to lengthen away. And do that a couple of times, and as you lengthen that leg into the floor and lengthening it away, you're not lifting it up, but you're just literally sliding it, staying on the floor. Back of your knee is straightening out, heels lifting, heel is leading, and then toe is leading. And you're feeling what the muscle groups are doing underneath your hands there. And then let that alone, let it relax. Again, just scan your back surface and feel what it feels like to be lying like this. And now bring your attention over to this other leg, the leg that's had the arthroscopy or the knee surgery or whatever. Now, you know, obviously, if it's a very swollen knee at the moment, or it's very inflamed, or it's very uncomfortable, then just do exactly how much you feel you can. And as I've already said, if you find that doing any of the processes makes it sore, then get some advice from somebody about whether you should do it. But I'd like you just to begin to start to think of doing the same thing again on this leg, this business of sliding. So you've got this leg on the bed, and you're sliding it away, And as you're sliding it away, you're beginning to start to get this sense of the heel leading. And remember this 25%. So notice how much you're doing. If you want to go back and do the same thing that you did on the other side, where you put all of your effort in just to see what you could do, well then give yourself permission to do it. If you don't want to, then don't. So sliding away, pushing away with your heel, feeling under your hand the muscles and whether or not these muscles are tightening. Now it may be on this side, as you do your sliding, that the muscles on this side just don't seem to work. And it might be that before your operation you've waited for a while, or it might be that it was a very uncomfortable knee, and it might not be that you've been using these muscles very much. It might be that you've really cut off from using them as a protection. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is you're just having a rest now, just exploring. Just lightly with your fingertips, I want you just to tap the area. You'll probably hear me doing it now, like this. Just tap the area. Just tap the area as you're lying down. Just tap the area at the top of your leg where those big muscles are. Just underneath the skin there, you've got all those big muscle groups that would normally be tightening. Just tap that side, tap, 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 and then flat hand, a little tap, that's it. Tap, 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 tap. And what you're doing as you're doing this little tapping and clapping on the leg there is that you're actually accessing, through the sensation of your skin, you're accessing your brain. So your touch, your tapping, is sending a message through your central nervous system to the part of your brain that feels this sensation, that tells you that there's a sensation that's going on, something's happening. And that area of your brain is very similar to the area of your brain that fires off your muscles. So do some tapping and leave it alone. And then just lengthen that leg out again. And just as you lengthen, pushing away with your toes, that's right, and pressing your knee down, tightening the muscles at the top of the leg, and then doing it again with your heel. Just notice if there's any more connection now with those muscles at the top of the leg, whether there's something more that's going on, whether you've been able to get your brain back in contact with this leg, if you've had an injury for a long time. And I've got somebody at the moment who had a road accident and she broke her leg many years ago, and she's recently had an arthroscopy for wear and tear. And as she said, it's a very emotional thing for her to think about the accident. It upsets her, so she doesn't really want to bring it into her attention a great deal. So for her to be bringing all of her attention over to one side, sometimes if you've had an accident, this can be quite an emotional experience to get the kinesthetic, what we call the sensation of using that leg again. But if you want to get back into using both legs naturally and normally, and you've had a relatively routine arthroscopy, then this is something that you could consider and you could work on. Because if, let's say, you haven't been using the muscles on that side for quite some months because the knee has been so painful, you've been avoiding putting your weight on it because it's just been so uncomfortable. That's why lessons like this, these sorts of processes, are so good, because the Feldenkrais lessons are actually getting you to be in touch with your brain. So they're getting your brain to be back in touch with every part of yourself, and all of the movement habits that you've ever had are there, like memory traces in the internet. They're not going to disappear. They're still out there somewhere, all the things that you wrote or published. They're still out there somewhere. These publications, these podcasts, will be out there for tens or twenties or thirties of years, which is quite exciting. So just come back to the sliding, and now challenge yourself, because as you're lying there, maybe you could slide one leg away. So, you know, your right leg could slide out past the left leg and then it can come back. And then you can do the same on the other side. So one leg sliding out and getting longer, and then the other leg is sliding out and getting longer. What a strange thing that is. One leg sliding and the other leg sliding. Now, of course, this is part of walking, because when we go to walk, we have to take our weight first on one leg and then on the other leg. So we have to be able to push into the ground like this when we walk. So can even close your eyes, and as you lie there, just very gently, remember 25%. Just 25%, not much effort, please. A little bit of effort, not much. Just very gently sliding, and imagine you're just walking, pushing one leg in, you're lifting the other one forward, and then you push the other leg into the ground as you lift the other leg up. So it's a little bit like riding a bicycle, really. Push one leg down, the other one would come through. And then as you push that leg down, your muscle's going to be there for you. As you push that leg away behind you, your bottom muscles would tighten and your hamstrings would work, and then the other leg would just flow through, and then you'd stand on it, and then so it would go through. That's the pattern of walking. So that's how we bring something like the simple process of just tightening up the muscles around the tops of your legs, which are called quads. The ones at the top at the front there are called quads. So sometimes you hear about doing your quads exercises. And this is a very simple exercise to do, but remember 25%. Remember, if you start to get any aches or pains, stop, get advice before you do any form of movement from your medical practitioner or physio, and enjoy the rest of the day. And this is me, Jill Wigmore-Welsh, signing off now for the Feldenkrais Download Project. Remember, you can sign up at the Facebook page that I've got. If you go into Facebook and you put Feldenkrais Downloads, we've got over 300 people now signed up at the page, and that means that we've got the Feldenkrais Download name. So if you go in there and sign up, and then also you can click on to what's called the RSS feed here, and you can actually get notified if there are new publications that go up. So I look forward to hearing back from you how you've done, and have a lovely rest of the day.